The old line goes, it's the singer, not the song, and it's much the same with teaching. An uninspiring professor can suck the life out of the most compelling subjects, and a great teacher can take students places they never imagined. This week we've been hearing from college campuses around the country, sitting in on some of the most popular courses. Today our series takes us to one of the nation's top engineering schools, the Colorado School of Mines, where NPR's Jeff Brady found a class that has little to do with engineering.
Thursday afternoon, all over campus, students are sitting through classes like engineering geomorphology and quantitative chemistry. But in one drab classroom, Joanne Greenberg wants students to put their calculators away for a while and get creative.
1974, I want you to go there. Think about it. Denver postal workers went on strike.
About 20 students are seated around a big table. Greenberg describes an unexpected result of that long-ago postal strike.
Denver General Hospital, drug use soared, I mean four times. VD, four times its usual amount. They were inundated. Connect the dots.
One student guesses condoms were sent through the mail, and so they weren't available. Another asks if drug users were waiting at the post office.
Because they got their drugs by mail?
No. Think about it. Look at those customers. Look close.
Greenberg says it's not easy to get these hard-driving scientists to think of themselves as creative. Finally, though, they get it. She says during the strike, hippies congregated outside the post office waiting for checks from their parents.
What do you do when you don't have money coming from home? You sell yourself, yes, you do. And you sell your drugs and you sell your stuff and, oh boy, and then the hospitals are inundated.
Greenberg is not just an instructor here. She's a published author, best known for her novel, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. With gray hair, round glasses, and an oversized burgundy shirt, Greenberg looks like she belongs in this mountain town. Her fiction writing class fills up quickly each fall. Her sense of humor is one reason. She says it's certainly not because of the classroom.
It has all of the ambiance of a hanging in midwinter. All the charm of a spasm of the bowel.
The students don't seem to mind, though. As a lively discussion of the postal strike wraps up, students read from short stories they've been writing. Senior Nick Leischer majors in civil engineering. He's writing a story involving a healthy dose of science, an engineer dad who torches his own office, and a son's relationship with his father.
The clean smell of isopropyl drifted through the air. It had to be isopropyl. It burns clean and completely, leaving little trace of its existence. Everything was ready. Paper bins prepared to ignite, trash cans strategically placed. The familiar clink of the Zippo, a twitch of the thumb, and there it was, the flame.
This is one of the premier engineering schools in the country. The students are well aware that the outside world sees them as geeks. Rebecca Chadwick is a physics major and a senior in Greenberg's class. She says each spring, everyone does it up big for engineering days.
The chemical engineering department, along with the explosives club, make our own fireworks.
You have an explosives club?
Yeah, you have to get a background check to be in the explosives club, but it's just like being in drama club or being in theater. It's the explosives club.
At a campus like this, it's possible, amidst all the technical formulas and complex equations, for things like creative writing to get lost. Chemistry major Adam Johnson says Greenberg's class is a nice break and a chance for students to explore their artistic sides.
You go to class, you learn what you're supposed to, you leave, you study, you take your tests, rinse and repeat. And it's nice coming in, you have an icebreaker, you can kick back, relax, she's funny, makes you feel comfortable where you can get out of that mindset and you can really start writing.
Throughout the semester, students complete a variety of assignments, all focused on their final exam, a short story. The class meets twice a week for an hour and 15 minutes. As this class winds down, I ask Greenberg what she's trying to teach these students.
What I am trying to teach is a certain kind of inwardness that will allow you to look at your own experiences and the experiences of other people and transmute them into art.
Greenberg says doing that can help her students bring meaning to parts of their lives that may otherwise seem meaningless. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Tomorrow, participatory physics at the University of North Carolina, and you can read Nick Leisher's entire short story at our website, npr.org.